Did you go on a retreat there, or because you ended up ordaining in Bangkok? How did that all come about?
I did go on a retreat. My introduction to meditation was a 1 month long Mahasi Sayadaw kind of intensive, sort of in a room by myself for, you know, for 18 hours.
That's
a day.
Pretty intense.
Yeah, it was, but I loved it. So I felt really drawn. I felt like this is something I really can explore and really have to explore. So then I went to, where I did this retreat was up in the north of Thailand, and I had to go back down to to Bangkok because of some embassy business for a passport. I had to renew my passport. So I was there. I'd heard about a monastery in the outskirts of Bangkok that had a very good English library as well as a meditation section as a part of the monastery. So I went there and, studying, meditating. And then the monks, after a while, seeing me sort of practicing and staying there, they kind of said, "Well, why not ordain? Are you going to ordain?" And I said, "No, I couldn't ordain. I can't live like this for the rest of my life." And which was my assumption from, say, like from Catholic tradition. But then they said, "Oh no, in Thailand, you don't need to ordain for the for your whole life. You can just do it for a short period of time of a few months, if you like. That's ordinary for Thai men to do that." So then, a few months, I can do that. And that was the extent of my commitment. And so then I took that ordination, and they didn't really give me any training, but then I started hearing about the forest monasteries especially in the northeast of Thailand, and then heard about Ajahn Chah, and it was that really piqued my interest.